Police are standing guard at the scene where at least one body was removed from an Auckland property yesterday. Two hearses left the house on Moncrief Avenue in Clendon Park late in the afternoon. Now, RNZ understands two adults and two children live at the house, but the police are refusing to provide any detailed information, only saying they attended an incident. They erected a tent at the side of the driveway and forensic experts in white boiler suits scoured the grounds. A woman living near an Auckland house where at least one body was removed yesterday says she noticed something was going on at about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning and heard unusual sounds before the police arrived.
We heard some dogs barking and then just a random noise that sounded like a bang. We do see police cars every now and then, and I thought there was just one cop car who pulled someone over, but then when I actually went out and I saw that it's been closed off.
Now, the woman says about a year ago the house was at the centre of a drugs bust, but the current residents didn't live there at that time. Another neighbour, Ron Ferris, says the people living at the house were pleasant but kept to themselves.
They moved in maybe 6 months ago. Well, really sure. Just came home one day and they were there, so you know.
You have any contact with them ever?
No, never. No, they leave us alone. We leave them alone.
Now, Mr. Ferris says the police are keeping them in the dark about what's happened.
We both got home the same time from work and we both walked over and said to the guy, "What up, dude?" You know, and he's like, "Oh, you know, nothing to worry about, you know. But there's a lot of boiler suits over there and a big tent, you know, and don't tell me there's nothing to worry about."